Lesson one. Please write this down. Everything. I'm going for 91 tonight. The risk to reward ratio is everything. I wish I could have had my brother on, but I took up about an hour and a half of his time on a stock club call. And at one point, he was in an AMC trade and he was down $11,000. But remember, I told you guys, risk to reward is always everything. You either want to risk $1 to make five, write that down. You either want to risk one to make 10, one to make 25, one to make 50, or one to 100. A lot of times we'll get down in the trade. And then, of course, I was listening to the episode that you guys had with Trap, and Trap was like, hey, man, sometimes in one of my trades, I may be up 60 grand and some days I may be only up 1800. The thing that will allow us to stay in a trade is that you have to know what the risk to reward parameters that you are using beforehand, so you know when to get in and when to get out. So that's number one. Lesson number two, everyone was asking, what did he start with? But the thing that he wanted to stress to everyone, it doesn't matter what you start with. You just have to start. I'm going to be honest. I know some of you have been watching the show since last year and you have not taken your first trade yet or your first investment. Why? I've given you every good stock on the planet, every bad one, and the three that I may have messed up on. I've said, hey, man, I messed up, my bad, and made up for it. You have to get started. Lesson number three, stop hesitating and take the trade. And I'm going to just say this humbly and respectfully, especially when I call it. Some of you should know my body language and mannerisms enough. When something is going to take off, take the trade. Don't hesitate. Do your own research. Even if we have a parabolic move to the upside and we slide back down and there's another chance to get in, usually on here, I will call out where. And then for those of you who ask questions tonight, please have four or five stocks that you want to ask about tonight so I can be able to help you. Lesson number four, master the craft. This is most important. It took him 11 months of practice with frustration, and he's married. So fellas, you know how it is. If you got a significant other or you're married, you're working on something and it doesn't produce results, the significant other is like, yo, what are you doing? Wasting time. You could be working on something else. It took 11 months. Let me ask you this, but would you practice and learn how to trade for 10 months or 11 months to then turn around while on vacation to make $282,000 in a matter of days? Put yes or no in chat. Master the craft. This is a business. Some kids work on going to the NBA for 19 years of their lives, 20 years of their lives. A lot of people go to school for 12 years. You're telling me you can't take 11 months, 12 months, 18 months, 60 months to master a craft in which you can make money on demand? I'm telling you, it is absolutely worth it. Number five, you have to learn how to trade to be a better investor. So for my long-term investors, this is the gap that you have to close. And this is the sweet spot that I saw. I noticed most investors did not know how to trade well, and most traders don't know how to invest. So I was like, let me take Warren Buffett, Peter Lynch's model, and blend it with Paul Tudor Jones, rolled in one. And when you are a good trader, you're able to get better entries long term. Then you have to become a better investor to be a better trader. To all my traders, get off of the 5 minute, get off of the 1 minute. It is a losing parameter. Go to a higher time frame. And here's the thing, I've always said it. The cheat code is if you wake up and you see that NASDAQ is up a ton, if you're invested in it, or the S&P 500 is up, you generally know what the market is going to do for that day. So if you're already long-term investing, it gives you a cheat code to know what to do intraday. Lesson number seven, 12 trades per year. Everybody on here, earners, Red Panda family, everybody on YouTube, 12 trades per year. Here's the thing. Once you start to bleed to 30, 60, 80 trades, if you're not using the algorithm, you have a high probability of losing. Who in here thinks they can win 10 out of 12 trades or 9 out of 12 trades? Most here can. But you hear so much noise, which if talk is cheap, those that are debating are trying to keep you from getting real money. All you need is 12 good trades for the year to make a significant impact on your life. Lesson eight, asymmetric risk to reward. And I'm going to bring it up again later, but asymmetric risk to reward is everything. Indicators are not the thing that matter most. Everyone's always talking about indicators, RSI, stochastic, moving averages, VWAP. If that was the secret, everyone that used EMAs or SMAs would make a lot of money. This is it. Risking one to make 25. So I want you to be dedicated for the next year. right in chat right now. If you are putting $1 of risk on the table, how much are you looking to earn in every trade? Every earner, I need you to reply. Every Red Panda member, I need you to reply, especially Dream Team. Because once you know that, if you lose three trades in a row, you won't be that shaken. If you know that you, but if you don't know your risk to reward, you'll be in a lot of danger later. I want to point out too, Moderna's up 535% since the launch of the stock club. We gave it to you guys here for free for the culture. So for all this, they're not for the culture. And I'm tired of you guys with your Gwell-line beards. No, we gave that for free. If you have not gotten into it, give me a couple weeks. I'll give you guys another price to get into it. Number nine, this is key. In order to obtain freedom, you must endure moments of bondage, even when you're free. I won't get into anyone's personal business, but I'll be honest. We've all had tough days when we still showed up here when we probably shouldn't have. Freedom is not this illusion that you just get to sail on the beach and live the IG lifestyle. A lot of you who are saying that you want to be free, in order to get free, you have to be in bondage in terms of your work schedule and building systems to get free. And once you get free, guess what? There's more bondage that surround you. That's what people won't tell you. There's been plenty of days when things are going on behind the scenes that all of us probably should have walked away and taken a day off, but we're still, and we're not doing it for a pity party. But even when you become free, the consistency and work ethic that you have, you're still going to be bonded to if you want to continue to remain free. I want to point this out. Hot take. Shopify is the eBay of this era and Stripe is the new PayPal. I'm going to say it again. Shopify is to this era what eBay was in the late 90s, early 2000s, and Stripe is the new PayPal. So when Stripe IPOs, I know you guys are going to ask, wait 60 days, but I think they will be a dominant force in this space for a long time. Number 10, this is so key for every trader. Print out your trading charts. Analog, a great lesson that I learned out of this book called Inside Apple, Jim, to buy. Steve Jobs planned everything in analog first, which means he whiteboarded it out or wrote it out first and then planned in digital. Traders, when I know when I ask you, hey, 18 weeks ago on a Tuesday, how did your trades go? I know 99% of people are not able to answer that question. If you print out your trading charts every single day, not only will you be able to see patterns a lot clearer, you'll be able to see the mistakes that you made. And also you were probably entering higher into the market if you were looking to buy, or you were shorting too much lower than you initially expected. Please print out your charts every single trading session, whether you took a live trade or not. And here's a great point that he pointed out when we're on a call. He mentioned he lost out on $66,000 in additional gains by being impatient. Put this in chat. Impatience costs us profit. Either you jump into a trade too late, too early, or you get into a move. I feel everybody who bought Doge at 60. We gave you the levels in which to tell you, hey, this is resistance, this is support. You have to wait. And this is why I always tell you guys, blocking out the noise is so key. It's so key. Because often a lot of the people that are telling you to get into a move, or man, Ian and Trevor Shaw, I don't know what they're talking about. They just don't want nobody to get the bag. Guess what? They're using you for their own liquidity to get out of the trade. Yeah, I'm gonna buy Doge at 65, but they don't know nothing. I love market monies, but I hate them today. Nah, I'm gonna get it at the top. And then it falls apart. Guess what? Those people are trying to get out of those positions. Please be careful. And I'll say this, you need diamond hands for good assets. Man, people have diamond hands for some of the shittiest assets out there. And the thing that I was stressing, so I was on a trip and I'm like, I need you guys to hold your trades longer. Here's the secret with long-term investing that applies to short-term. The longer you hold your intraday trades, the more money you can make. Some of you are holding trades for too short of a period. And even if you're trading an asset, we'll talk about Naked and AMC tonight, but some of you are getting into the move and be like, damn, I was in the trade for 3 minutes. If I would have held it for an hour, I would have made 15,000, 28,000. You need diamond hands for good assets and good trades. Lesson 13, please let it run. For all of you that are trading futures, please let your trades run for at least 30 minutes to 2 hours. You have specific targets. Like if you went into a job and let's say you went to go work for EYL or Red Panda, and we were like, hey, man, we're going to pay you $225,000 a year for this job. Well, you're not letting your trade run. That's like saying, no, man, just pay me $28,000. I don't need $225,000. None of you would do that in the job interview. But in your trades, you'll have a breakout move and be like, ah, oh, let me just take profit here, when you can have a tremendous move. Remember, only 12 great trades on the year can make a difference for you, your family, future generations that are coming after. And this ties in. You don't want to walk away from your trades because you don't want to make real money. And I get it. I used to self-sabotage like crazy. I know. Whether in trading or in business. Another good book is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. He always says, whatever starts inside of your mind eventually forms itself into reality in your outside world. That's very true. I would even have meetings. I'd be like, man, I hope they don't call. I hope this meeting doesn't go through because I was afraid. But once you get over that fear, I'm telling you, life becomes a lot better when you don't sabotage. And for those of you that are not walking away from your trades, it is an active form of self-sabotage. Because we've all seen people that are not that good of a trader, but they hit a hell of a home run. And then you're like, how the hell did they make that trade? They let the trade sit a little bit longer than we normally would. Lesson number 15. I'm going to say it again. Please, if you learn nothing else from me on the trading side, know this. Risk to reward is more important than indicators. It doesn't damn near matter what indicator you use. If you use an indicator that is flawless, and I've known people that have won 99% of their trades and ended up negative. I know people that traded 30% and they make between $20,000 and $60,000 a month. It's all about risk to reward. If I'm risking $1 to make 25 or $1 to make 10, and you're risking one to make $1.10, who's going to win the battle? That's the name of the game. Risk to reward is more important than indicators. Let me ask you this for all my traders. Do you have your trading plan in front of you every day while trading? And do you never deviate from it? I know everybody said what the trading plan is. Great. 3 Wednesdays from now, how many points will you go for? Or is it an off day? Is it a research day? Is it a film day? Another gym. You need to record every live trading session, whether you trade or not, because then what's going to happen is you're going to have a breakdown or a day in which we drop a lot based off news and some report comes out and it's going to repeat that same kind of cycle. And you're going to be like, damn, this is the move that happened in November. For me, one of the hardest crashes that I first saw I made a lot of money on was August 24th, 2015. I remember the weekend prior, that's a Monday. The Friday prior, I remember the market sliding down like crazy. And the Sunday, I was flying to Denver. I remember being on the train, seeing the Nikkei slide and then ES follow. When you see moves like that, they get embedded in your brain. That same move from August 24th, 2015 prepared me for the slide of March of 2020. The market repeats itself. It's not the exact same. Shout out to my traders if you've ever seen a breakdown move and then you've seen it repeat itself a year or two later. You have to have your trading plan in front of you every single day and do not deviate from it. Lesson 17, shot selection is everything. And I was saying this on a call. Arguably, with the exception of range, Westbrook and Dame Lillard have the same heart. They're built from the same kind of player. They're both Iverson-esque. What's the difference between the two? Shot selection. I love Russ with all my heart. Russ does not have as good a shot selection as Dame. Same thing in trading. Some of you can trade your asses off, but guess what? You take too many trades, 7 trades in a day, or the emotions kick in and you're trading too much size in the middle of the day. Stay away from that zombie dead zone hour. Like after 11 o'clock to 1:30, there's nothing to do. If you're trading the S&P 500, Dow product, NASDAQ product, you need to look at the first hour and be done. And then look at the close. You're trading at 12 o'clock, 12:30, you're going to get chopped up. Please type this. Shot selection is everything. And if I'm looking from a competitive landscape, a lot of you can trade very well, but I know you won't wait for the right shot. All of us that have played ball, we know the one guy, if we swing the ball and we skip it to the corner, he's going to shoot that ball. If 9 people on him, he doesn't care because he just want to get a shot off. Look at the Mayweather fight last night. It was not the most entertaining. The first round, look how selective he was in attacking Paul. And even though Paul doesn't have enough punching power to knock him out per se, he still respected what could happen. Please know, shot selection is everything. Lesson 18. Please write this down. You cannot overtrade your way to freedom. And this is from a person, me, who used to take 14 to 20 trades in a day in 2016, 2017. And the days in which they were great, oh, baby, you couldn't tell me nothing. And the days that I lost, oh, I was so upset. You could not tell me nothing. You cannot overtrade your way to freedom. That is another mechanism or another action in self-sabotage. And I'll tell you this, options crash, cryptos crash, NFTs crash. We've given you the blueprint to tech, to index, and trade futures. That is the blueprint. Episode 70, classic, Share to Win Triple. If you have not heard it, I give the entire blueprint there. Please master your craft. And I want to say this from a perspective for business owners. Like when I approached Troy Rashad, like, yo, episode 70 was dope. We should do a show. My entire strategy was to give everything away to show people, hey, I'm one of the best to do this. For those of you that are looking to build your brand, because I see a lot of you want to get into the space. The only thing that separates you from everyone else is your ability to help others win. So you want to build a base. You always can team up, but give your picks away. And if you get results, people will follow you. And I want to say this. I want to say this and leave it up on the screen. I'm going to say, for those of us that are here giving value, if we have made you money on this show, please put yes in chat. Because I'll argue that we have probably the best investing show on the planet. And we need some more likes too to match these views. And we're outperforming everybody by a mile, but we may not get the same credit. And if we've been a superhero to you, just put yes in chat and superhero. And I love y'all so much. I think I know why we won't always get the credit, but we are the culture. I'm happy to have been able to serve you. And if you've enjoyed these lessons tonight, please let me know. Love you. Over and out.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.